It's so good to be in Northern Ireland, and we want to thank you for receiving us so well. We want to thank Mr. Barnes for taking so good care of us. And before going further, just a short clarifying about my name. If a native English speaker reads my name, they might read it fat. I must admit that. But actually, that's a special Romanian sound letter. And if you read it correctly, in old Romanian language, it actually means young man. So it's quite different from what you've been told. Of course, it means a young man. It's a little difficult for my wife to have that name, but that's okay. That's all right. I want to greet you also, and our greeting at Bethany Baptist Church is to be found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And Jesus Christ is Lord, and Jesus Christ is coming back. He's coming back with power, he's coming back with might, and every eye shall see him, and every knee shall bow before him, and he shall reign forever and ever. This is our hope. And I'm sure, I'm almost convinced, that everyone here tonight knows that Jesus is coming back. Everybody knows that our Lord is returning. But the big question really is, do we long for his return? Do we long to meet him, to see him in the sky? It is so dangerous to get well settled and accustomed to this world and forget that Jesus may come back at every moment. And tonight I want to share with you for a few moments a few thoughts regarding our Lord's return. I will just read a single verse. My thoughts are based on the text from St. Matthew, chapter 25. It's the parable of the 10 virgins. I will just read verse 13, the last verse of this parable, in order to save some time. Matthew chapter 25, verse 13. Our Lord himself says, "Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." Amen. The first thing that I want to that I want us to be reminded about tonight is that the Lord's coming, Lord Jesus' coming, will be a surprise. The verse that we've just read says so clearly that ye know neither the day nor the hour. The preceding verses, the verses in chapter 24, tell us that he will come like a thief in the night. And you know, the genius of the thief is that nobody knows the hour of his coming. If you can find out the hour that the thief is coming, then his plans are ruined. I haven't heard up till now of any thief giving a phone call announcing his coming. "Beware, I'll be by you at 10 o'clock. And our Lord himself tells that he will come like a thief in the night. He will take us by surprise. We cannot know the hour, we cannot know, and we cannot predict the day of his coming. He will come by surprise. But the second thing that I want to mention is that his coming will bring light. Our Lord's coming will bring light. Our Lord's coming will show each one of us the way we really are. It will show us whether we are prepared or not. There are 10 virgins in the parable. All of them knew that the Lord was coming, that the bridegroom was coming. All of them waited a long time for his coming. But when he actually came, some of them found out that they were not prepared. And you see, they were all together. They shared a common purpose. Maybe they shared a common longing for the bridegroom to come. And the text tells us that all of them, not only the foolish virgins, but all of them fell asleep. You see, they were so close. They were together. But the coming of the bridegroom showed them that there were big differences, and some of them were prepared and some of them were not. And this teaches us that the coming of our Lord will show me and will show you the way we really are, our real situation before God. And I think we should pay careful attention to this. Because sometimes, when we are together, you know, we play a character, we play a role, we can impress the others. The others might think very high and very well of us. The others might praise us. But the real question is, what does God, what does our Lord think of us? The coming of our Lord will bring light. And the coming of our Lord will also bring, as the text tells us, separation. I saw some paintings of this parable. And the paintings show the 10 virgins separated. And by looking at the painting, you can see that some of them are wise and some of them are foolish. Usually they are depicted sitting in separate places. But you see, they were all together. The text doesn't tell us that they knew, that they were two separate groups, and they knew here are the foolish virgins and here we have the wise virgins. They were all mixed up. They were a group. But when the Lord came, when the bridegroom came, a separation occurred. And you see, we are together. We are together in churches, in congregations. We are together in our families. But the Bible tells us that in the kingdom of God, we have to enter one by one. Our Lord himself in Matthew 7 tells about a straight gate. And on that gate, you can only enter one by one. In the kingdom of God, we don't enter by churches, by nations, or by families. It is a decision which is intensely personal. In Romania, we very often hear most of the Christians in Romania are Orthodox Christians, and they are not really practicing their faith. And what they say again and again is that we are a Christian nation. And they have this way of saying that we were born Christian. they would say. And they say, if you somehow belong to the church, have some sort of relationship to the church, the Orthodox Church, they call it the Mother Church, that is all right for you. You don't have to worry. But the text tells us that the coming of the Lord will bring about a separation. It is a decision that each one has to make for himself. But the last thing I want to say is that even though the coming of the Lord brings light, it shows you the way you really are. The coming of the Lord, the text and the parable tells us, leaves no opportunity for change. When the bridegroom comes and the foolish virgins find out they are not prepared, they try a last-minute solution. They go to buy the supplies, and then they rush back to the place where the wedding was going on, and they knock at the door. But the bridegroom would not open the door for them. And this is very serious. And the question is, are we prepared for that day? Are you prepared for meeting Jesus Christ when he comes back with power and glory? It's not enough to know he's coming. It's not enough even to long for his coming. You have to be prepared. And we have to be aware of the fact that we have to prepare today. The day of salvation is always today. There will be no time to change anything at that point. You'll see the way you really are. You'll know what you were supposed to do, but no possibility to change the course of things. Therefore, the call tonight is to come back to Christ. There is only one place where we can meet him, and this is at the cross. That is the only place where a man can meet God. And in Revelation, we read that there was a great multitude sitting before the throne of God and worshiping him. And the question comes, who are they? And the answer is, they have washed their clothes, they have made them white in the blood of the Lamb. If you want to be prepared for that day, come to the cross. The cross will make a difference in your life. Your life will be changed, will be cleansed. Bow to Jesus Christ today and be prepared for the day when he is coming. And we say, like the first Christian said, Maranatha, our Lord is coming, and we hope that this will happen very soon. The glory be to his name. Amen.